glad I'm full. You know, I told Jerry this morning, this evening when we come back in, I said, you know, he said something about the third Godhead, the Holy Ghost. I'm glad that I can feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm glad that I can feel the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That can anoint me. Yeah. I didn't have a message tonight. I left here. Jerry said, you going to preach tonight? I said, if I've got a message, I will. Whatever the Lord lays on my heart, that's what I'm going to do.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Woo! I'm glad that when I'm needing something, the Lord can get it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
And I don't tithe a message. You've heard me say that before, and I'm not really going to tithe it. But if I had a thought tonight, I'll put it like that. If I had a thought tonight, it'd be confidence.
Amen.
You know, we've been in revival this week, Jerry has, and several more. And we've heard rejoicing message. We've heard the comforter messages and comforter. And
amen.
We're going to look at confidence.
Yeah.
Amen. And I asked Sister Rita to sing that song, Walk Around.
Yeah.
I'm glad, Jerry, that I've got the confidence when I call upon Jesus to walk around my bedside in whatever the situation is, that He'll do it, ain't you? Woo! Glory. That's the confidence that I've got.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody's heart here tonight. That's your personal relationship. That's your person. But I'm going to tell you that if you got something at any time, whether it's salvation, whether it's something that you want to pray for, a lost loved one, whatever it is, that altar's open in the time right there. Jerry, Eric, Michael, anybody will come pray with you. I'll stop and pray with you. That's the confidence.
Yeah.
We're going to read a couple of scriptures here in a minute.
Bless
you, Lord. Woo. Boy, yes. Woo, glory. Mm-mm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your spirit and presence. Thank you for your confidence.
Amen.
Woo! Turn in the scripture. 1 John chapter 5. We're going to read two scriptures. See where we go from. Got one more. Finish up maybe with.
Yes, Lord.
A little while. And sister, I don't know, but you know what? We might just want to hear that song again and again when we get there. Woo! 1 John chapter 5 in verses 13 and 14.
Bless the Lord.
And this is very familiar scripture. Good verses, as Brother Eric said, and I do too, Brother Eric. Starting, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And ooh, how rich that is. Let's go on. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Woo! Church, I tell you what, I'm glad when in 1985 down at Fairview Free Will Baptist Church, Brother Jerry Denny preached a message and the Lord got a hold of me, but His message went out. But the Lord got a hold of this heart. He reached way down in the bottom of this heart's bucket, you know. He brought me out of sin. He saved me from the devil. He saved me from hell, Brother Jerry. He started me on a journey that I wouldn't take nothing from a journey now, Brother. Woo! You know, I tell you, I'm going to sit down a spell because I may take a run in here in a minute and I can't run right now. Woo! You know, I've lived a lot of things, and I've done a lot of things. He's never give up on me. And, you know, I've questioned things down through that journey in life, but He's always there. That confidence has already been there, Brother Jerry. You know, I've always had that confidence. You know, just like the song she sung, walk around my bedside. When I'm praying, when I'm dying, you know, walk around my bedside. You know, He's there for us, Jerry. He's there for us. You know, I'm glad He'll supply all of our needs. You know, the scripture, the word says it, Brother Ed. You know, we may think we need a new Cadillac, or we may think we need a new SUV, but let me tell you what, I've got a 2004 Chevrolet.
Come on,
buddy. I'm blessed with that 2004 Chevrolet, Brother Ed. I'd be blessed with a 1974 Chevrolet, as long as that got me to church and back met my needs. The Lord's going to meet our needs. As long as we got confidence in Him, church. Woo! Glory. I feel good tonight. I'm overfilled. My cup running over. Woo! Boy. You know, the confidence is there, church. It's right there in the Word, Brother Church. We just got to apply it.
Amen. You know, we talk about it, and I preach about letting our light shine for Him, church. I don't want that light to go out. You know, it might get a little dim at times, you know, a little discouragement. You know what? Brother Drury taught on, you know, filling that cup with oil. If you fill it up, that light's going to get brighter. Amen. You know, that's how you put a new light bulb in.
Yeah.
It's bright.
Amen.
You know, if it's them, it's going to get bright. Amen. Let me tell you, if you give that confidence to Jesus, He'll be there for you. He'll secure that.
Yes.
Woo! Oh,
tell you what.
Boys, you know, these little steps here, you know, you see me, I preached up at Cornerstone last week ago, Thursday night, on rejoicing. Just read a few scriptures and got blessed, and I hope they got blessed. I done what the Lord wanted me to do, and, you know, rejoicing.
Uh-huh.
You know, church, we need to be rejoicing.
Yeah.
We need to have that joy. Well, Brother Brian touched on it down at Allen's Chapel this week, too. We need to share that joy. We need to rejoice each and every day.
Yeah.
You know, when we wake up, because I'm telling you, time's short.
Amen.
It's getting shorter each day.
Yeah.
You know, the seasons changes in the seasons, but they're mixing now. I asked somebody, and I'm not going to get off the subject of confidence. I just want to relate this to you. I asked, he was about an 85-year-old man. And I've asked a couple more, maybe I've asked Brother Jerry this, I don't know. But I said, in your lifetime, had you ever heard your parents, or have you ever lived where you've had tornadoes in the wintertime? He paused for just a minute, he said, no. That's fulfilling right here.
Amen.
The season mixing.
Yeah.
We didn't have that then. But I'm going to tell you, our confidence needs to be in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So that we can know where we're going Amen. When this world does come in. Yeah. We don't have to worry about seasons, Brother Church.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Huh. Boy, oh boy. Oh, praise
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you for your confidence. Turn to Hebrews chapter 3, and we'll get to one scripture here.
That's Lord.
Woo! Oh, I feel good tonight, church.
Yeah.
True.
We couldn't tell.
Glory to God. Woo! Oh.
Glory to God.
Ain't it good to feel the Spirit? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Joy, unspeakable joy.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't got no frown on my face. Woo! Church. You know what? We go out in the world with what's people saying? Something wrong with him? I want them to see this. I asked them 2 weeks ago Thursday night, I said, you don't take a little effort, take your teeth and push up a smile. Don't cost you nothing, just a little effort. Woo! Glory. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6.
Bless them all.
Woo! Glory. Chapter 6 says, and I put my little extra eyes on here. I could probably hold this way out there and I don't see it, but they make these things and I'll use them a little bit. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6 says, but Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing, look there, that word, rejoicing, joy, of the hope firm unto the end.
Come on.
That's your boy.
Come on. Church, that's the scripture I'm going to leave.
Praise the Lord.
Close with tonight. Until the end.
Yep.
You can either hear in the end that voice say, enter in, my child.
Yep.
That's right.
Amen.
For eternal security.
In Amen. Heaven.
Or you can say, sorry, I never knew.
Yep.
It's your choice. It ain't my choice to tell youngs. It ain't Jerry Harris.
Right.
It ain't anybody's preachers or any person in this church to tell you that. It's your choice.
Yep.
Amen.
And that's why I didn't have any in the scripture. The Lord give me that sitting right back there.
Bless him, Lord.
When he gave me the song for Walk Around Me, Jesus. And Kathy, by the way, you probably know that too. You could have sung that.
Rated that a much
better time. Anyway, until the end. Think about that tonight, church. And it's your choice. You can be rejoicing in heaven and have eternal life.
Amen.
When you get to the gates, you can hear that voice say, enter in, my child.
Yep. Amen.
Or you can hear that voice say, sorry, I never knew.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
And I can't tell you to do it. I can't make you do it.
Bless
That's you.
Yeah.
And I'll add this to the thing. I'm not adding to the book, just add this. You may be saved tonight, but you may have a lost loved one.
Yeah.
You may have a situation that only you know about between you and Jesus. You need to work out tonight. Yeah. Right here's the place to work it out.
Yeah.
If you can't kneel at that altar, and I don't get on my knees because I have a hard time, real hard time, and Lord knows it. That's when me and Lord, I don't have to explain that to anybody else in this church house. Lord knows my situation. You can sit on that front pew. And I guarantee you these people in the church come pray with you.
Sure. Amen. Amen.
That's what the Lord's give me. And you know, I think that it would be appropriate because if we've got our confidence in Jesus, He'll walk around us. And I'm going to ask Reed and Kathy to come back and do that same song together.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
There's no, you know, a double dose of something is just as good as a single dose.
Yeah. Yeah.
But tonight, while they're singing, that may, you know, that may not be a closing song, but that's a rich song.
Yes.
Walk around with Jesus, Brother Jerry. What better song?
Amen.
Walk around. Ask Jesus to walk around. Tonight, if you've got something that you need to get worked out, whatever it may be, right here is the night to do it.
Amen.
Walk around me, Jesus. Walk around. Walk around me, Jesus. Walk around.